Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Members of the Pella Christian Girls Middle School track and field team join us on today's program to discuss their record-breaking spring and what's next as the majority of them head to high school.
Hey, I'm Lexi Terpstra.
I'm Rachel Kakmarinski.
I'm Tori Van Zee.
I'm Addie Van Arendonk.
I'm Chloe Nickel.
I'm Bryn Runner.
I'm Maddie Van Zee.
I'm Amaya Agri.
I'm Meredith Van Wyk.
Okay, and I'm Bailey Bosch.
And we are here with the middle school track team from Pella Christian, had an incredible season, second place in the Land of Giants of the Little Hawkeye Conference, and obviously a lot of school records broken. And Ms. Terpstra, I'll start with you and this trio to my right. What were some of the moments that made this year so special to you, whether it was on or off the track?
I feel like something that made this season really special is just that what we were put through, the conditions towards the beginning of the season were really tough to practice and compete in. We had to deal with a lot of not very nice weather, and it was just really special to see us work through that and build relationships as a team and improve even through those tough conditions.
So one thing for me was our eighth graders were just really set the bar for how you push at practice and about just accepting everyone and cheering everyone on.
Something special I noticed about our season was specifically in the hurdlers. We broke the shuttle hurdle relay record twice in one season, so it was just really cool for us to see how all of the hurdlers just improved throughout the season.
Well, and for the next group here, what are some of the things that you gained from the sport, whether things you learned about the atmosphere, learned about the sport itself, or ways that you improved?
The track atmosphere is way different than all the other sports because everyone's cheering on each other, even if you didn't run your best, or it made me feel like I could do anything, or everyone was cheering me on, everyone was on my side.
Something we learned from Coach Mindy was to breathe in Holy Spirit and breathe out fear when we're scared or like we're nervous before a race, and that really helps because in other sports we can also use that, or in just other situations in our lives.
It helps because we definitely got faster than we were at the start of the track season, and that can help us in other sports as well.
Well, and the rest of you intend, at least as of right now, to continue your track and field career, as many of you do to my right as well. What are some of your goals based on what you learned this season about yourselves, and how do you kind of hope to add new energy to a program that you know has been a little down after some big graduations? I'm sure you want to help build it back up again.
Yeah, so my goal for high school would probably be to meet more upperclassmen. Right now in middle school, we worked pretty much with the same groups on our group events, like my shuttle hurdle. We broke it twice, but I think it'll be a new experience to meet new people. And then also, track isn't only about your individual and your group events, but you also get to work at the end of the day as a team to win the event overall.
One of my goals is we have a lot of great times in the middle school, so if we can go to state with multiple races, I think that would be amazing. I think our middle school team brings a lot of energy, and I'm hoping to be able to mix with a lot of upperclassmen to just help create more energy and to help all the people below us to just want to come out for track and to do their best.
I think something cool in the high school track that we could do is set some more records in there because I had a really great experience with that this year and a lot of fun.
So for high school, I'm really excited to just keep running, like with all of the girls I've gotten to know really well over the track season, and just to improve like on a lot of the things that I get to run and my running form and just improving in general. And to keep running with the team of girls and everything.
So we'll cycle back to you, Ms. Terpstra. And one of the things that obviously can happen in track are surprises, right? And especially through tough conditions. In the conference that you're in, you're going against a lot of big schools. What are some of the things that maybe surprised you most about the year?
So going into the season, none of us really expected to accomplish what we did. Even going into that last meet against the Little Hawkeye Conference, we maybe weren't expecting the best outcome, but we were really surprised at how well we did and what we were able to accomplish as a team. Even if I think back to like the first meet, Chloe and I in long jump, we weren't expecting, and we both like broke our PRs by a ton, and we were just super proud of ourselves, and it was just great to see the team grow and accomplish like to our full I don't know, accomplish what we didn't think we would be able to before.
So something really special that happened that we weren't expecting was the 4x2, because Lexi was gone, so they kind of just put together a team, and we ran, and we came back, and they told us, you broke the 4x2, and we were just really surprised, and we weren't expecting it at all.
It was the first track meet of the season, and Chloe and Lexi, I was just watching them, and Chloe came running up to us, and she said, I just broke the record! And then we were like, yay! So then Lexi went, and she said, guys, I just broke it, too. And then didn't you break it again? And then Chloe did her second jump, and she broke it a second time. And then didn't Lexi go back? Yeah. And Lexi went back, and she broke it a second time as well.
That's really awesome. Really, really awesome. Anything else? Any specific memories?
To add on to the Hawkeye conference meet, I'd say we weren't really expecting, like, we didn't know what to expect when we showed up. We didn't know what the weather conditions would be like. We didn't know, like, how tough the teams would be. But I think just keeping a positive mindset really helps you, because your mindset is key in track. Just believe in you can, and then you can do it.
So for our shuttle hurdle team, we had a seventh grader on it, and a couple of girls who hadn't practiced very much. Like, Addie hadn't really practiced hurdles until her first meet running them. And it was my first year running hurdles at all. So it was just really cool to see how we could get that much better in just a season, and like how we all improved and stuff.
I was going to say that after each record that at least I was in, my dad came onto the field and took pictures. And I hope that wasn't too annoying for my teammates, but I really enjoyed it. And I know those pictures are going to be something I treasure for a long time.
Something that was really cool is Chloe, Meredith, and I, we all ran the 4x1 together in seventh grade, and then we saw Rachel in one of the first track practices, and we were like, oh my gosh, she's going to help us break it. And then we were able to break it together at the end of the season, and that was just so much fun.
Something really special for me was my sister previously had the 4x1 record, and she was there to watch me when we ended up breaking it, so that was really cool for me. I enjoyed it.
Something I really liked about the track season was that the eighth graders were really helpful in shuttle hurdle, because some of them had already done it before, and I was competing with three eighth graders. So they were really helpful, and they encouraged me when I was doing my races.
Something I really enjoyed about track this year was I did high jump, and all of my friends and even people I didn't know so well were there to support me. It was really fun.
I guess it was really cool at the beginning of the year when we broke our first record. We realized that we could do this over and over. And throughout the course of the whole, the season, it started to build up, and we ended up breaking almost all the records on the board. So I thought that was really neat.
Once again, those were members of the Pella Christian Girls Middle School track and field team that broke several school records this past spring. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.